Again, I thank you all for tuning in tonight. And tonight we're going to be looking at a very familiar passage of Scripture because we've been reading it all month long. And that Scripture is Ephesians 3 and 20, which says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." I know on first Sunday, I believe it was, Pastor ministered the magnitude of God's love. And tonight, I know I'm going to tell you like Lady B, y'all probably think my thought is God is able. And he is. But tonight we're going to be talking about the magnitude or the vastness of God's power. And when I say magnitude or the vastness, we're talking about the great extent or the size or the degree, the amount, the greatness, the immensity, beyond ordinary means, and the definition just goes on when you're talking about God's greatness and God's power. And, you know, looking at this scripture, you know, sometimes I just like to take a verse and, you know, and get in and kind of dissect it and break it down and to see what is it, you know, God is really saying to his people and what he's saying to me. So, first of all, this is a doxology, which is a short song of praise at the end of a prayer or a song. So this doxology follows the prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians, and that same prayer is for us today, that God would grant us according to the riches of his glory, that we be strengthened in the inner man with might by his Spirit, and that Christ would dwell in our hearts by faith, that we being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And, you know, and I take that prayer and I personalize it. And, you know, I take out the ye's and I put I, and, you know, and I take out the whatever the pronoun is that the scripture uses. And I just insert myself into that scripture that it affects me personally. So the doxology is following that prayer, which I say, again, it applies also to us. So Paul, at this point, he just burst into praise, and he says, "Now unto him that is able," and I tell you, sometimes I just like to dissect things and break it down. So when I looked up "is able," it means having the power, the skill, the resources, the ability, the capability to do something effective. And it says to do means to perform. That's an action word. It means to perform or to achieve something, to complete or accomplish, to fulfill and carry out. And then we have exceeding, which means greater than or to go beyond, and abundantly beyond measure, a quantity so abundant as to be considerably more than what one would expect or anticipate. It means plentiful, fully sufficient. God will generously provide all that we need and plenty left over to share with somebody else. My God. So, you know, and I look at this verse and I begin to study this verse and pull out, you know, the characteristics of God or the attributes of God. And, you know, this doxology, it talks about the sovereignty of God. It talks about the omnipotence of God. it talks about the glory of God. And you know, and going back to when, you know, we break those words down that, you know, God is able, we're talking about in the present tense. I know what God has done for, you know what God has done for you. I know what God has done for me in the past, but we're talking about in the present tense that God is continually able and to do, meaning it's not completed yet. That work is not complete yet, but he's able to accomplish and do something for us even in the future. So when we look at the sovereignty of God, God has the wisdom, he has the power, he has the authority to do whatever he chooses. There is no limit to what God can do in answer to our prayers, because his capability, it goes far above and beyond anything that we can ask, that we can imagine, that we can dream, that we can comprehend. God can do even greater things. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to limit our prayers, and, you know, we pray for little small things, and we often hear how sometimes we just want to keep God confined to this little box. But I came to let you know tonight that we serve a great big God, a God that's able to do great and mighty things far beyond our imagination. God is able to do it. And, you know, and we have a tendency sometimes to settle for things that you know, we think is best for us. Instead of allowing God to give us his best, we have a tendency sometimes to settle, whether we might, you know, we might settle for that job because we think we can't do any better. We might settle for that relationship that, you know, okay, this is the best that I can do, and we settle for, no. God wants to do more. But we have to trust him, and we have to believe what he says in his word. God knows what's best for us. Even when we don't know what's best for ourselves, God is able to give us his best. So, you know, we need to stop settling. You know, you might feel, okay, I can only afford this kind of car. God might want to give you a better one. You know, he might want to give you a better relationship. He might want to give you a better job. So we can't settle for less than what God wants for us. And we have to get out of that mentality that, you know, oh, well, this is the best that I can do. You know, and I go back to relationships, and, you know, there are some people, you know, we just got to have somebody. But is it who God wants for you? You know, are you stepping outside of the will of God for your life? You know, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. You know, we can't just settle for, as a believer, we just can't settle on what we think we want or what we think is best for us. We have to put our trust in God and our belief in the word of God, that knowing that God wants the best for us. And reading this scripture, we know God is able to do far more than we can ever ask or think. Even looking at the different translations, you know, some translations say immeasurably more. Some say infinitely more. Some say above and beyond. Other translations says far more abundantly beyond. All doesn't stop with what we think or what, you know, what we might think is best for us. It goes far beyond that. And then we see God's omnipotence. God possesses all power over all things at all times. And he manifests that power in many different ways. We can see it in his creation. God spoke a whole world into existence talking about the greatness of God, the magnitude of his power, the vastness of God's power. He spoke a whole world into existence. He said, let there be, and there was. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We see his omnipotence in his miracles, that yes, he is still working today. You know, the other Sunday when, you know, Sister Denny came to church, and y'all may know her as Ethel. I messaged her, you know, later on, and I told her, I said, I didn't get to speak to you today, but it just encouraged my heart so much to visually see, knowing, you know, not necessarily knowing all that she had gone through, but to visually see her sitting in the midst of the service. Oh, my God, it just did my heart so much. I mean, it just gave me so much joy. And I messaged her and I let her know how it just encouraged me so much to see. I'm not talking about what we hear about, but to see what God is still doing in the lives of his people. God is still working miracles. And look around. I mean, the fact that we woke up this morning, and if you're on this line, you woke up this morning, it's a miracle that God allowed you another day on this earth. It's a miracle that God continues to breathe the breath of life into our bodies. It's a miracle that we're able to move about on our own, to get up and to even to raise our hands and say, God, I thank you. It's a blessing. It's a miracle. So we see miracles every day in our own lives. And then the glory of God, when the Lord can do more than we can ask or imagine, what we need to remember is God gets the glory. Oh, my God. And when we begin to recognize all that God has done for us, through us, in us, sometimes we just stand in awe of his goodness. But we need to remember that God gets the glory. And just let me share this. You know, we might think, okay, our prayers are, you know, I can't ask God for this, or, you know, I can't ask God for that. It's, you know, we're asking too much. And, you know, like I said, we have a tendency sometimes just to confine God to this little box. And God is so much bigger than that. He's so much greater than that. And it's not impossible to petition God for things, because he does have the capacity to give far much more than we're asking for. He has the capacity to give far much more than we can imagine or comprehend in our minds. Psalms 147:5 tells us, great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. And when we talk about God is infinite, that's what we're saying. We're saying that God has no boundaries. His greatness has no boundaries. His abilities have no boundaries. His wisdom and his knowledge, his power, his presence is endless. It's eternal. God is infinite. He has no limitations, not like our finite minds, meaning that we are limited in degree or in capacity, in quantity. We are limited, but not God. So we can ask God for whatever we want. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, God is able to make all grace bound toward us, that we having a sufficiency in all things may abound or have an abundance to every good work or in every good deed. God is
able. The Bible said we can come boldly before the throne of grace and we can find mercy in the time of thing. Need everything that we need. God's got it. Everything that you could possibly desire, God's got it. The word says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Everything therein belongs to him. Even the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to God, and he owns the hill. My husband used to say sometimes, you know, when there was a great need, he used to ask God, God, I need you to sell some of your cows. You own everything. It all belongs to you. Oh, but my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Isaiah 64:4, for since the beginning of the world, or from the days of old, men have not heard, nor have they perceived by ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, beside thee, meaning there's no God besides you, what you have prepared for those who wait for you. Oh, my God. And 1 Corinthians picked it up 2:9 says, but as it is written, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, hasn't even entered into our hearts the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Oh, my God. We can't imagine all that God has in store for us, both in this life or even for eternity. Confidence or faith in God, in his abilities. Do you not know it is a prerequisite, it is a requirement for experiencing the power of God? Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Saints of God, there are no limits to what God can do for us. My sister-in-law used to sing the song, there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do it for you. And it's so true. God has no limitations, and we should never put limitations on him. God knows what we stand in need of. He's able to do far more, immeasurably more, abundantly more, above all, beyond all, than we could ever ask or even think. And saints of God, we can don't allow unbelief and unconfessed sin and careless living and worldly living and or worldly attitudes. Don't allow that to rob us of the power that we have, that God has given us. Do you not know that the same power that God demonstrated when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that same power is available to us on today? So don't allow worldly beliefs and, you know, unconfessed sin to rob us of that power that God has given us in the authority of Jesus Christ. It says, according to the power that worketh within us. It didn't say try to do things on our own. But we need to exercise the power of God that works within us. Oh, my God. God says, without me, you can do nothing. Also says, with God, all things are possible to them who believe. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her she would conceive of a son by the power of the Holy Ghost. Mary, how can that be? I've never even known a man. I've never even been with a man. But Gabriel said, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And then he reminded her of what God had done for Elizabeth in her old age when she was barren. He blessed her to conceive a son. And Gabriel went on to tell her, with God, nothing, oh my God, nothing shall be impossible. Those things that are impossible for man to perform, I come to let you know tonight, God can do it. It is possible with God. He can do it. Oh, my God. So don't limit yourself. Don't try to do things on your own. But keep in mind, the God who numbers the hairs on your head, the God that has thoughts of you too numerous to count, wants to exceed your greatest expectations. That same God wants to come through for you in a mighty way. So you know what I want you to ask yourself on tonight? How big is my God? How big is my God? And you'll find the answer to that question by what you are willing to accept and what you are unwilling to expect. Expect him to do above and beyond. And in my closing, I share with you Ephesians 1:19 through 23 that says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. That's us. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Saints of God, tonight, God wants us to understand the exceeding magnitude, the vastness, the excellence of the power that he can exert for those of us who believe. Again, he demonstrated this power when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead and he placed him in a position of excellence far above any other power. There is no other power greater than God, no other power more excellent than God, and no authority on earth greater than the authority authority God has given us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I pray you have been blessed tonight, because just studying this scripture and breaking it down and dissecting it just reminded me that God is able, through the vastness of his power, through the magnitude of his power, God can do more than I can ask him for. Oh, my God. I don't need to limit my prayers. I don't need to ask for little bitty things. And I'm not talking about all the time asking for things, which is something I rarely ever do. Because I've found in my life, God has met every one of my needs. I have gone lacking nothing. But even in praying for inner strength and that the Spirit of God would dwell in me, oh my God, in that sense, growing in God, maturing in God, studying and meditating on the word of God and getting his word in my heart, remembering God's word, bringing it, that he would bring it back to my remembrance. In that sense, God can do greater things in my life that exceed my expectations. And he can do greater things in your life. Again, not always talking about material things. God gives us things to enjoy. He said to wear them as a loose garment. But seek the face of God, to grow in him, to live according to his word, to delight yourself in his word, to mature in him, and know that God can do far greater than your expectations. And he can use you in so many different ways when you position yourself to a lifestyle that's pleasing to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We give you glory. My God, we give you honor. That's due your name tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise on tonight, God. We thank you for the word of your Lord, reminding us, my God, of the great power of you, of the unlimited power that you possess, that you instill in us, that we're able, God, to go forth and get a work done for you, God. That we're able, God, to do great things for the kingdom of you, my God. We give you praise on tonight, Lord. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, God, for an unlimited love, an unconditional love, my God, that you bestowed upon us, that we are called the children of God. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for being such a great God. Such a wondrous God, such an amazing God. We thank you, God, that your grace is sufficient to meet our needs. Oh, my God, we honor the presence of you tonight, God. Where would we be, my God, without you? We thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, we love you tonight, God. We can't make it without you. But we need you so much, God. We lean on you. We depend on you. God, you are the source of every resource. You're the source, God, of all of our joy. You're the source, God, of all of our strength. Oh, my God, the joy in just knowing you, God, is our strength. And we thank you tonight. Oh, my God, you're the very center of our joy. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, that we can take your word and we can personalize it. Oh, my God, we can insert ourselves into the scriptures. We can apply that word, God, personally. And we can learn, God, obedience. And we can learn to walk in the light of your word. God, we thank you so much, God, for your word that's made available to us. We have no excuses. Oh, my God, every situation, every circumstance, anything we go through in this life, my God, there's an answer. For in the word of God, there's a hiding place. Oh, my God, all we need to do is seek you. And we learn to know you through your word. You are the living word, God. That's how we come to know you. We thank you for relationship. Have your way, God. every person on this line. Oh, my God, that there be no limitations in our prayer life. Oh, my God, but that we see you for the great God that you are. Oh, that we see the magnitude, that we come to know the magnitude of the power of you, God. The vastness of the power of you, my God, that's available to us through Christ Jesus. Move mightily, oh, my God. Move mightily in us in the mighty name of Jesus. That we can grow and mature to be, God, who you want us to be. Not our will, but God, your will be done. Manifest yourself, God, in every area of our lives as we yield ourselves to you, as we present our bodies to you, God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable by the mercies of you, God. For it is our reasonable service unto you, Lord. Let us be not conformed to this world, but my God, let there be a renewing of our minds through the word of you, God, through the meditation of on your word, God, through studying the word of you, God. Renew our minds. Saturate our minds, God, in the word of you. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. All of those that are on our prayer request list. My God, we just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to lay your nail-scarred hand, my God, upon your people tonight. And whatever that need might be, my God, whether it's healing, whether it's they need a financial blessing, my God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need is, whether they need to know the peace of you, God, whether they need to know the joy of you, my God, manifest yourself in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, for our church mother, Lord. Oh, my God, we bless the name of you tonight, God, for all that you have done, all that you are doing in her life. We thank you today, Father. Hallelujah, my God, you brought her through so many different things. Oh, my God, but she has not stopped giving you the praise. And we thank you so much. We know that everything good and everything perfect in our lives come from you. Asking you tonight, God, that you will continue to strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that you would bring healing, God, through her body, in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that your blessings, my God, will continue, Lord, just to saturate her, God, and overshadow her, Lord. She's such a blessing, God, to her family, to her congregation, to her church family, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Robert and Shirley Cooper tonight, that you will continue, God, to manifest yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Also, you brought them through so many different tests and trials. But, oh, you are a great God. Hallelujah. You are a great God, able to do even more than that. We thank you tonight, God, as you meet every need that arises in their lives. I continually pray for Marnie's, God. Thank you so much, Lord, how you took her into the hospital. You brought her out of the hospital. My God, that you would daily strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even her mom, God, as she cares for her and makes sure that her needs are met, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, God, for Michael tonight. Again, God, I can visually see, my God, all that you've done for that man. I can visually see, God, and it comes as an encouragement. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight for his family, for his support system. Oh, my God. That you will continue, God, to just manifest yourself to him. Healing from the inside out is his prayer. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, and we know tonight, God, there is nothing, my God, that is too hard for you. I continue to pray for Mike and Nikki tonight and Malik. You know, I thank you, God. I share with her on Sunday, God, that I know it's a lot. Caring for a child with special needs. But if you did not think they could handle it, my God, you would have never put it on them. But strengthen them, my God, in their walk with you. From day to day, God, strengthen them. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you position Malik in a place, my God, where he can get the attention that he needs. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but you. So I pray for my pastor and First Lady on tonight, God, that you would continually, God, give them wisdom, my God, to lead your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. My God, when Solomon could have asked of you anything that he desired, he asked for wisdom, my God, to lead your people. Continually, my God, fill them with the wisdom. Fill them with knowledge, God, to lead your people, Lord, to teach us the word of you, my God, that we would grow in you, that we would mature in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God. Continue, God, to pray for Auntie, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her, oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. My God, we look back on last year and all that she went through. Nobody but you, God. Hallelujah. Nobody but you. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for all of your people, every person on this line. We thank you for their commitment, God, to learning the word of you, God, to getting that word in their heart. We thank you tonight, God. My God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, there's nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord.
Nobody, God, that can do the things that you do. Oh, you're
yes.
a wonderful God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can do the things that you
Hallelujah.
Do, God.
Oh, God, we
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Lord. Oh,
yes.
my God, we seek you, God, for great things. We
yes.
seek a great God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all, God, that we could ever ask of you. But
yes.
it's according to the power That
yeah.
power
Thank
that you've made available to us,
Lord,
God,
yeah.
that works in us, that we not
yeah.
try to do things
yeah.
on our own, but we look to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. My God,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus, that we continually
mm-hmm.
lift our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help,
Honestly.
Knowing that
yeah.
our help comes from you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Remember
you,
Betty
yeah.
Ann, God, and Wanda,
Hallelujah.
Lord. So yeah. many, God, standing in the need of prayer tonight. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. And you know who they are. You know where they are.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to send you. You're already there.
I'm
yes.
on.
Because the spirit of you lives in us. And we
yes,
thank you tonight, God. We
thank
give you
Jesus.
Praise. We give you
yes.
glory. We
glory,
give you
yes.
honor, God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You so much. Oh, my God, strengthen Minister Joseph tonight, God. Heal
yes,
his
yes.
body, Lord, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, God. Touch right here, Lord, in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
strengthen,
so good,
Lord. Renew strength. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you tonight, God. Another opportunity just to minister the word of you, Lord. With power and with authority, God. Hallelujah, knowing that your word will not go out and return unto you void. But it's
yes,
going to go
yes.
where you send it, my God, and it's going to accomplish everything that pleases you. In
yes.
Jesus' name. Amen,
amen,
amen and
amen.
Amen.
Yes. God, we thank
amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Can
you.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God praise tonight?
Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory,
thank glory.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, what a mighty God that
oh,
we serve.
God. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you.
We
thank
bless
you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We bless your name tonight, God. Thank you again for all of you that have called in and taken the time to just be a participator. And we just bless the name of you tonight. Bless the name
yes,
of God
Lord.
For you.
Thank you.
And I just want you to know that I love you. You're in my prayers. And that we would just ever go forth in God expecting
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've grown past the little things. We're expecting great things tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And on that note, I'm going to say good night. Yes, I'm over my time. I make no apologies. I just got to learn to do better. Help me, God.
Yes.
And I say tonight, go in peace. Be blessed of the Lord. May you rest in him tonight as the angels of the Lord encamp them round about you to keep you in all of your ways. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.